Okay, ask Catherine. In tonight's broadcast, please comment on Eric Holder's resignation. Does this mean he will not face prosecution for his crimes? Could it be an indication that the elites are backing down? No. My guess is that Holder was ready to go back into private practice. But I also think he had built up so much baggage, and that baggage was going to hurt them on the campaign. So it was just time for him to step down. He's probably not going to really go until they have a replacement. So Holder may be with us for a while. What you consider to be crimes, the elites or the people who run the White House and run the federal government. You know, this guy was doing what he was asked to do, so if anything, he'll be given awards and a nice partnership at a nice Washington law firm. So he did what he was told to do, and putting an African-American face on the effort to build totalitarianism was a very, very effective strategy, and it's worked very well. If you don't understand Holder and his operation, I would really encourage you to go read the Dylan Reed story, my online book at dunwalkie.com. It's Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits, and you'll get a real sense of who and what Eric Holder really is. Hello, why were you so disparaging of King World News last time? I felt you were totally dismissive. Some guests are quite good. Paul Craig Roberts, Jim Richards, Nigel Farage, to name three, are worth listening to, in my opinion. You know, I'm not going to go into the details of why, but I consider that to be a website that has little to no integrity. I do agree that some of the guests are good and some of the postings are useful, but because of the nature and integrity of the website, I just simply don't use it. I don't link to it. But I do agree that some of the guests are good, and they're people I link to in other venues. I think, though, it's very important to understand that and I say this about websites that I do think have integrity as well as this one. We have a whole world of people who are committed to believing that the dollar is going to collapse and gold's going to go to the moon. And, you know, there's certain kinds of scenarios. And the reality is, and it's many of the people that you hear at King World News, they never talk about the really important issues financially. And by important issues, I mean, who's really governing this planet? What's really going on? Where are the trillions of dollars going missing to? They never get into the really big questions. They stay down in sort of the, dollar up, gold down, gold up, dollar down baseball. And I just think that if you really want to understand the important questions, you ought to go get the Secret Space Program feed and watch that. And if you do watch that, and if you understand what people like Joseph Farrell and Richard Dolan and I am saying, what you will see is that the picture you get at places like King World News is so rife with material omissions that at this point it's, I just think you... things have gone far too long and far too serious to keep going around like a hamster in a wheel in a very limited paradigm that shuts off all the most important questions about what in the world is going on planet Earth, who's governing, and why are we behaving the way we're behaving. So I think it's a conversation that happens within very unfortunate limitations as to what's allowed in the conversation and not. So if you haven't watched the Secret Space Program feed, I can't recommend it strongly enough. I'm hoping that the Global BEM Group will put it up for free by the end of the month. But I just think it's time to talk about the really serious and deeper issues. All financial systems are part of a governance system, and if you're not prepared to really look hard at the real governance system and what's going on, you know, you're always going to be going around in circles, and I think that's what happens to a lot of the financial types. A wonderful post from somebody in Austin, Texas, suggesting we come by and do a lunch with Catherine in Austin again, and I'm going to pursue that, see if that's something we can't do in the spring. A question about IRA providers, and there are several good IRA custodians that will allow you to do private deals. They'll allow you to do precious metals, real estate. They'll also access really first-rate Swiss money managers, and if you have and hold If the account's big enough, you can use your Swiss money manager to also buy bullion and put it at the really first rate Swiss custodian. So there's a lot of flexibility to do the IRAs. And the subscriber in question asked me about a particular one, which I don't know. I'm not familiar with that one, but there are certainly more than several good ones that can lead you into depository relationships or different kinds of investment that give you lots of flexibility and access first rate money managers, including abroad. I just finished listening to your Solaria report on September 18th. You mentioned strategic planning and visioning as related to your 3 to 5 year plan. I was inspired to send a comment. We don't need more organizations. We need organisms. They need to be self-organizing, self-sustaining, and self-regulating. The image is bacteria or clouds. I was working with these ideas when I retired, but have continued to maintain a fascination with them. The most successful business model thus far of this kind of group is the 12-step anonymous movement. There is literally an anonymous 12-step group for everything today. Yes, I have to tell you, I think the most successful organization in the world is probably Alcoholics Anonymous. It's a quite successful model. That's one of the reasons why I've proposed Solaria Circles or small investment clubs, because, in fact, if you look at reengineering the economy in a place, you need very small groups that can trust each other and then can come together in syndicates that create something much bigger but then pull apart. They're much more flexible. It's, you know, it's the way you see the different firms operate on Wall Street. It's very effective for managing lots of money. I would be careful because, of course, the totally atomized approach is exactly what the guys who have the entrainment technology want. If everybody's, you know, not in a family or not in a group or not in an organization, but just on their own, they're much, with their smartphone, they're much more easy to control. So that's the one thing to keep in mind, because I think you want to be careful. Somebody writes, here's the link to the trailer for the new movie about what happened to journalist Gary Webb, and judging from the trailer, it looks good. He's referring to Kill the Messenger, which opens tomorrow night. So I have tickets to see it here in San Francisco, and I'm looking forward to it also opening and traveling around the country, Shadows of Liberty. You can get the DVD at their website. And I will review them and cover them in a Solaria report that we're going to do, Gary Webb, Narco Dollars and You, at the end of October. I'm looking forward to that one. As you know, Hamilton Securities and the what happened to Hamilton Securities Group was deeply involved with what happened to Gary Webb and the Dark Alliance story, and we'll be talking about that later this month. But if you're interested in checking out a movie this weekend or next, check them out, Kill the Messenger and Shadows of Liberty. Hi, Catherine. You've mentioned in various discussions that there is a total return on investment, which includes the investment itself, the return, and the return to the network. You've noted that companies that have a good investment but suck the life out of their network ultimately fail. While I've seen examples where companies that invest in both their idea and their network are more successful than those who ignore their network, I've never actually come across a numerical example of how this works. Do you happen to have a case example of this that I could use when talking to people about the concept? Thanks for your help. I would recommend getting a wonderful book called The Living Company by Ari DeGuse, which is one of the best studies I've ever seen on this topic. And related, certainly not a case study, I would really encourage you to get Evolution of Cooperation by Robert Axelrod. I would love to see more case studies on this topic, and there may be a business professor who's done them. I don't know, but we certainly need to, and it would be a great suggestion. One of the reasons I wrote the Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Profits was to do a case study that goes to some of the issues between using government money to subsidize private returns and vice versa, and the issues of positive and negative total return, both from the taxpayer side and the company side. But check out The Living Company by Ari DeGuse and Evolution of Cooperation by Robert Axelrod. I think it may help you discuss the concepts. Dear Catherine, there are people who have been saying that the amount of additional energy we've been generating from fracking will soon begin dissipating, leading to higher oil prices. What's your opinion on this? I've seen the discussions both ways and don't really have a strong opinion. I think time will tell. What's important to understand is fracking and all of the things we're doing to keep the oil flow coming is, you know, we're spending more and more money to get less and less. So we have a declining curve. And that's the important thing to understand. What we're seeing is tremendous improvement in the cost competitiveness of renewables. And what I'm hoping for is that that improvement can continue, even grow exponentially, sort of the semiconductor curve happening in solar and things like it. Because if we can get a real explosion in sort of cost productivity and improvements in renewables, as well as start to bring in breakthrough energy, then we can get beyond fossil fuel. One of the things I pointed out in the wrap-up is we still have 87.5% of energy supplied from fossil fuels on planet Earth. So we're far, far from making any progress on this point. But there's no doubt about it. In the oil arena, as well as mining many different commodities, there's no doubt we're spending a lot more to get a lot less.